time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 85. Tonight, 40% chance for rain with a low of 62. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Fairfield Rural Firemen and Wayne County EMS responded to a wooded area between Mount Erie and Ellery Sunday morning. Firemen say, at approximately 9:28, a man was putting up a tree stand when he fell 20 to 30 feet to the ground. Responders walked about a quarter mile into the woods to reach him and hauled him out on a UTV to Air Evac, who took him to Deaconess in Evansville. Firemen did not release the individual's name. More news next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save a Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Family pack pork steaks, $1.99 a pound. 80/20 ground chuck, $3.99 a pound. 3-pack of colored peppers, 2 for $5. And 10-pound Idaho potatoes, $4.99. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save a Lot store located on West Main. Give them a like on Facebook.
Summer classes at Frontier Community College are a great chance to pick up essential college credits. We offer in-demand classes like psychology, geography, speech, and writing that can be transferred to most four-year colleges. Frontier Community College offers in-person, online, and hybrid classes, allowing you to learn even with the busiest schedule. To view a complete list of our summer courses, visit iecc.edu/schedule.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, Wayne County deputies responded to several vehicle accidents over the holiday weekend, including two Friday morning. Police say at approximately 5:20, 24-year-old Wayne City resident Devin J. Simpson was eastbound on Highway 15 just west of Fairfield in a 2008 Ford F-150. He reportedly fell asleep and ran off the road at a curve before overturning and coming back on the road. Wayne County EMS responded to the scene. A tow truck was called, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. At approximately 10:05, deputies were called to the intersection of U.S. 45 and Milner Street in Sisney to a two-vehicle crash. Police say 55-year-old Noble resident Clint D. Fulk was eastbound on 45 in a 2013 F-150. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Jennifer J. Coomer proceeded onto the highway in a 2014 Jeep Patriot from Milner Street and hit his rear passenger side. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Coomer was cited for failure to yield. Several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. Deputies arrested 39-year-old Jeff resident Brandon L. Thomas and 43-year-old Fairfield resident Daniel B.J. Brockett Sunday night. Police initiated a traffic stop on Brockett for not having a working rear registration, and they found he had an active Clay County failure to appear warrant for operating an uninsured vehicle. Brockett was taken to the jail and released after posting $395 bond. Thomas was a passenger in the vehicle, and after obtaining permission to search it, police found a baggie with a white powdery substance inside a cigarette pack inside his door. Thomas was taken to the jail on a charge of possession of meth and held pending the setting of bond. Illinois State Police arrested 39-year-old Fairfield resident Michael E. Wood Jr. Saturday on charges of DUI alcohol and driving with a suspended or revoked license. He was held pending the posting of $320 bond. Wabash County deputies and Illinois State Police arrested 56-year-old Mount Carmel resident James Morgan last week. Reports indicate officers were summoned to a complaint of criminal damage to property on August 27th, and after an investigation, police found aggravated discharge of a firearm and two counts of aggravated assault had taken place. Warrants were issued to give deputies access to Morgan's residence, but he was not found at the home or after a 7-hour manhunt. The day after the search warrant was executed, Morgan contacted the sheriff's office, allegedly asking if police or his daughter had taken his firearms. When informed deputies had his guns, Morgan invited them to his residence. When they arrived, he was gone, but they learned he had allegedly said before leaving he was about to do suicide by cop. Later that day, deputies and ISP surrounded his residence and made contact by phone before a deputy negotiated his peaceful surrender. Morgan was taken into custody and held in the Wabash County Jail on $30,000 cash bond. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who damaged a mailbox belonging to Sharon Wilson recently. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Quail and Upland Game Alliance says, due to the pandemic and other factors out of its control, it has canceled its Tom Ulrich program, scheduled for September 24th. People who had purchased tickets or businesses who had made donations should contact an Alliance member or call Don Sutton at 599-2511 for refunds. Fairfield Community High School Assistant Principal Bobby Wells says Fairfield hasn't seen some of the issues other districts have in mass quarantines and remote learning so far, but he says all educators are worried about potential or eventual mandates forcing remote learning on entire regions of the state.
But when he speaks and starts talking about Southern Illinois and about how our numbers continue to go up and things like that, the biggest issue that we worry about as educators is they're going to try to take it out of our hands again, say that our percentage is too high, so you have to go remote and do those things. I really hope our governor lets us go ahead and kind of dictate that, because, again, like I said, what we're doing at Fairfield right now, it seems to be working for us. And again, like I said, not that we don't have our cases, but it seems like they're being limited, and the spread within the building's not there, and then the mass quarantine, because what we have been able to do has not been there yet. And the kids want to go to school. That's the one thing that I found this year is – kids can say they don't like to go to school, and some kids still don't like to go to school, and kids don't like to go to school en masse. They don't like to do this, but for the most part, they want to be at school.
Appearing on the Community Connection last week, Wells spoke on a more positive note and said the school is still planning to have a traditional homecoming week.
The plan is to have the traditional dance on the night of the 16th. I think student council is still kind of weighing in. Do we do the coronation like we did last year? Because I think a lot of people like that, to where it was at halftime of the football game. They're still kind of kicking that around a little bit. But homecoming week will start on Monday, October the 11th, and run through Saturday the 16th. So that's, the kids are already talking. The kids are already looking forward to that. And Our kids are just excited that we're in somewhat normalcy, and that's what hopefully we can continue that trend and stay in a positive fashion and have a great rest of school year.
FCHS is scheduled to play Edwards County for the homecoming football game on October 15th, and Wells says they are hoping to hold a parade this year. The Albion City Council will meet tonight at 7. Jessica Gwaltney is set to address aldermen regarding the Albion Chowder before the council moves to old business. Votes are likely on an ordinance on dog pens, employee vacation time, opening bids for police cars, and a sidewalk grant. After department, ward, and city reports, the council will move to new business. Votes are possible on assuming the maintenance of a section of North 2nd Street belonging to the county, golf cart highway crossings, traffic lights at 5th and Main, 4th and Main, and 4th and Elm, waterline replacements on the Browns blacktop, and compensation to Herschel Johnson Implement for sewer damage. The Fairfield Fall Fun Fest is scheduled for September 15th through the 18th. Events will begin with church night on the 15th, and in the event of rain, the music will be moved to Not Your Ordinary Church. The annual FNB 5K Run Walk, Prince and Princess, and Miss Fall Fun Fest events are set for the 16th, and Gruen Vocal Studio will perform on the 17th. Christy Horning has more on entertainment.
We have the Hoots, and actually we've had them before, and they just play 70s, 80s, 90s, so they are an all-around good group. People enjoyed them the last time. They have costumes. And then Just Us Four, that's on Saturday night. And actually, we've had them one other time as a different name, and I don't remember which the name was. But both groups are very talented, and we do want to remind people that you have to bring chairs. Everything's going to be on the main stage. There's not going to be the entertainment tent anymore. So we've taken that down. Frontier Community College is actually going to put up a tent there and put tables for people where they want to sit and eat. There's never been anywhere for anybody to actually take the food and sit down and be out of the sun or whatever. They're doing that, and Beth Sessions Country Financial is also going to have a tent up for people to sit and eat.
Appearing on Morning Coffee last week, Horning touched on some of the mitigations that will be in place.
We're going to have masks available at our info booth, along with hand sanitizer. We have signs up that if you're inside the tent, we encourage you to wear your mask. I think there's other things we can do by putting some of the flaps up, letting the air flow through. That's our biggest concern. Of course, you know, the people that do the food and everything, they're always sanitizing, and they're good at that. So we know that'll all be safe. You know, we just have to be careful. And like I said, we'll have all the stuff around for people to use, mask and hand sanitizer. And just be smart. We have a great carnival. He's going to keep it clean. So we just hope nothing else happens that we have to call it off before then. But as of now, it's a go.
Activities on the 18th include yoga at the park, a community breakfast, Fairfield's Got Talent, and a kiddie tractor pull. More information on events and schedules can be found on the Fairfield Annual Fall Fun Fest Facebook page. Frontier Community College says it will hold a rededication ceremony for its Learning Resource Center September 24th at 9 a.m. FCC recently received a sizable donation from a member of the public, and the ceremony will be in their honor. The public is invited to attend the event. The Egyptian Health Department says White County had 59 new cases of COVID-19 from Saturday to yesterday, bringing its total to 2,545. 18 of the cases were in teens or younger. Egyptian was the only local department to issue an update yesterday, and the state did not update its numbers on coronavirus or dph.illinois.gov. Chris Miller with the National Weather Service in Lincoln says early indications point to a wet winter similar to last year's.
Some of the long-range climate models are starting to see the development of what we call a La Nina weather pattern, and that's when we see the cool waters in the eastern Pacific near the equator start to get cooler and cooler, not only with time, but at depth in the ocean. And that influences our weather patterns across the United States, large parts of the world, actually, but especially here in the United States, primarily during the winter. And that's exactly the same thing we had just this past winter. And if you look back to this past winter, you know, December started out somewhat on the mild side. That doesn't bode well for a white Christmas. But, hey, you know, we could get a stray weather system that comes and gives us a little bit of light snow for Christmas. But at any rate, overall, when we see a La Nina in the winter, we typically see kind of this roller coaster ride of temperatures.
He says a La Nina winter does not produce as much snow as a typical winter, but it does see cold linger into the spring. House lawmakers are exploring ways to better address college student mental health. Kim Howard has more.
Representatives from several universities around the state testified at a hearing about how they're helping students with depression, anxiety, and other issues. Initiatives include an early warning system where counselors check on students who have been missing a lot of classes, discussing the signs of mental illness at orientation, and even small things like yoga classes and therapy dogs. Western Illinois University's Amy Buick says they have a care referral program where faculty, parents, and friends can share their concerns about a student.
And that goes to our Student Development and Success Center, and they reach out to the students, checking in on you. And what's really neat about this program is that students can report on themselves, and they frequently do. So if they don't have the agency to ask for help, they can just write a care report through this platform, and then we will attempt to help them and meet with them.
Lawmakers at the meeting stress that struggling students should be given extra time to make up classwork so they don't have to retake a full course, and be reassured that they won't be penalized for seeking help. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Three incredible nights. Three historic musical legends. Three free nights of music. The McLeansboro Fall Festival kicks off its concert series Thursday night, September 9th, with Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder.
Highway 40 Blues.
James Carruthers opens at 7. Don't miss Ricky Skaggs on the main stage in McLeansboro on the square. 12 number ones, a CMA, 4 Grammys, and Country Music Hall of Famer, Ricky Skaggs. Thursday, September 9th, presented by the McLeansboro Kiwanis Club. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Illinois South Tourism.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 85. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 35,174. That is down 194 points. The NASDAQ is at 15,387, up 23. October crude oil is at $68.04, and that is down $1.25. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 70-year-old Carmi resident Billy Joe Rushing died on Sunday. Joe Rushing is survived by his son Jeffrey and siblings Connie, Liz, Bertie Faye, and Rick. Services for Joe Rushing will be held at a later date. Stendebach Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 85. Overnight tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, increasing cloud coverage with a low near 62. Tomorrow's calling for sunny skies with a high near 80 and a low around 55. And sunny skies in the forecast for Thursday and Friday. Thursday will have a high of 79, and Friday will see a high of 80.